Hi, and welcome to Unashamed, a Smut Lovers podcast where we just want to talk about smut. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Courtney.
And today we are reading Twisted Ink by A.M. McCoy. And it is a Why Choose Poly book. We haven't done one of these in a long time. So that's exciting.
I know. I'm excited because it has a little bit of everything. It's got the male that I've been so very invested in lately, but also, what the fuck was I saying? I'm a little not concerned, but I know that like you talk a lot about how in standalone reverse harems or like polyromances that it's hard to really develop like all of the characters and the relationship and stuff like that.
So there is an author's note about that. And basically, if you're looking for like intense world building and complex situations and in-depth, you know, anything, that this is not the book for you. This is just pure smut, apparently.
I'm down.
Yeah. We're going to have to preemptively, like, remove any expectations of that.
Oh, I don't have any. I like standalone.
I'm going to have to remove any expectations of, like, in-depth anything. Because that, I mean, that's my jam. Like, I want you to fuck me in the heart, you know? Hurt me. That's not going to be happening here, which is fine. But it is 400 pages. So, I mean, there'll be something going on.
I feel like we've almost like switched this month of like our preferences and stuff like that, because I was sending Kelsey all of these recommendations. We were like hardcore trying to find a book this week. I was sending Kelsey like recommendation after recommendation, and she was like, I kind of want paranormal, and I was like, what?
I had sent Courtney a book and it is paranormal and she didn't want to read that, and then I'm also like, I kind of want something a little bit on the lighter side, which is like not like me, and Courtney's sending me like all these angsty fucking books, and I'm like, I kind of want a little bit of vagina in the mix, you know what I mean? And Courtney's just sending me dick on dick. And I'm like, what are we, like, what happened here? And I'm talking to my mom and I was like, we're at an impasse because I want to read books that Courtney normally would read. And Courtney wants to read books that I normally would read. And so we're just kind of stuck. And so we're just going to read some pure smut. Okay. That's what's happening.
Yeah. So it does have some warnings. It says that Twisted Ink isn't a particularly dark romance, but it does have some elements that may be disturbing to some readers. Triggers include CNC/dubcon, detailed sex on page, profanity, tattooing, piercing, gambling, violence, alcohol, blood, primal kink/chasing through the woods, spanking, restraining/bondage, other BDSM elements. If you have any concern. Oh, okay. That's it.
Yeah. And so basically the premise is, looks like the main female character is a romance author and she meets Dallin, and he is like the perfect muse for her. They end up moving in together, and it seems like, seems like they end up moving in together, and then he moves in his best friends as well, and they're into sharing her and each other.
Yeah. So it looks like our midway point is chapter 18.
Yes, that's what I have as well.
Nice. Okay, I'm excited to jump right in. It looks like from page one, it starts with smut. So...
Yeah. So if you are reading along with us, go ahead and read until chapter 18 and come back. Pause here. Okay, we're back.
Yes. So I have to say this because if I don't, I'm just eventually going to start blurting it out. This is not a bad book. There's nothing really wrong with it. The blurb was misleading, though. Yes. It made it seem like this was like she met this guy and he was like helping her out. I don't know, with like sex things for her books, which I've read books like that. They're fine. There's nothing wrong with them. But this was a whole ass 2-year relationship. Like, you know, and I mean, whatever. It's fine. It's whatever. But so they met 2 years ago. They get into this relationship. Now they're living together and his childhood friends come over. He has this ulterior motive because he was like with them for like 15 years prior. And first and foremost, he never says anything about it. It's just there's a few things in here. Like, I understand that the plot is not very heavy in this book. But I feel like even if you're going to write erotica, like you need to have, I don't know, slightly consistent plot, even if it's not going to be plot heavy.
I get where you're coming from. And typically speaking, I would tear it to shreds. But we did have the author's note that was like, hey, just so you're aware before you even get into it, that this is not like if you're reading this for the plot, you're in the wrong place. Right. So I just kind of like let myself enjoy the book and enjoy the ride going into it instead of trying to like nitpick like I normally would. And this book was the vibe I was looking for. Okay. I devoured this book so fast. I literally sat and read the whole first half and then sat around and waited for Courtney to catch the fuck up. Which is so unlike us.
Yeah, we've definitely switched like brains this month or something. I don't know what it is, but yeah. I've been reading slowly and just like, this is not the vibe for me. It's a good book. It really is. It's not bad. It's definitely more on the erotica side than like actual romance, which is fine.
It's all smut. I think it's just been a long time since I've read a book like for the smut. And not for, like, the nitpicky of it all. Mm. So I'm here for it. I was, like, just wanting to read and enjoy a book. And there's not really any point of us talking about the plot because there's not really a whole lot of fucking plot.
No. It's definitely, like, very smut heavy. It's really good. It's got male-male. It's got male-female. There was a threesome. There's one holdout. As far as it goes, it's one of the childhood friends, the guys, he's a holdout. He said, like, he's acknowledged that he wants, I guess, the main male character that was a part of the couple. He wants him, but he hasn't admitted he wants her yet, at least out loud. Like, you, from his point of view, you see that he does. And I'm sure it won't take very much longer for him to get there. I mean, we're 50% of the way in. This book is very long for being an erotica, though.
Yeah, I'm down for it, though. I'm really enjoying it. I'm enjoying the ride. You know what I mean? Like, it's not anything you have to think too fucking hard about. You know what I mean?
It's so wild that we're on such opposite spectrum completely.
I just call me Courtney. because, yeah, I'm just here for the ride. I haven't read a book, like a smut book for smut's sake in some time. You know, we usually pick books that we're going to be able to analyze and theorize and, you know, really just get down to the nitty gritty about it. This is not that book at all. And I'm happy about it. You know what? Not to get too personal, but my brain is fucking tired. Okay. There's a lot of shit going on in my life and I just needed some smut. So I'm here for the smut.
That's all right. I know. I'm finally getting my mental health under control. And now I'm a slow reader and I can't enjoy the smut without the plot. I don't even know what's wrong with me.
She's a fucking problem is what's happening.
I need to go back to being mentally unstable, I guess.
Well, here I am to let you know it works. Yeah. Oh God.
No, I'm so good, though.
Medicated and like still.
And the smut itself is fire. Like, it is amazingly, like, the sex scenes are amazingly well written. They hook you in. They get you, you know, they get you going where you need to be as far as, like, you know, it's good smut. If you're looking for something like this, this is the vibe. But
we can do something more thought provoking next week. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm hooked on that fantasy book. I almost downloaded it and read it on my own.
Maybe we could do that. So I don't know. We'll see. But I there's nothing else to really say.
No,
there's not a lot going on except for sex. So
definitely. And more sex is to come as soon as we get back into it.
Yeah. So if you are reading along with us, go ahead and read till the end of the book and come back. Pause here. Okay, we're back.
Yeah. I guess you can go. I don't really have much to say about it. I mean,
honestly, I don't either. Like, it was a decent book, but it was just pure smut for smut's sake. Like, it was, I guess, technically a romance, but it was just all dicks everywhere all the time. Like, it was just sex on sex on sex. Like, I don't even remember any of the plot at all.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, it was just porn for porn's sake, which is fine. I mean, sometimes that's what you need. It's a palate cleanser. But yeah, the plot was all over the place. There were some snafus that happened between one of the guys and the main female character, but it was resolved relatively quickly. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, there was like no angst. And I mean, it was the vibe that I was wanting, so I enjoyed it. Also, I think if that author's note hadn't been there in the beginning, letting us know, like, hey, if you're looking for plot, this isn't it, I would have torn this book to fucking shreds. But absolutely. Because there was that author's note, like, hey, this is just smut, I was like, oh, okay. And I lowered my expectations and I enjoyed the book and I enjoyed reading the book. If that wasn't there, then I don't know. But it was the vibe that I was wanting. So I am happy about that. And I did enjoy it. There's just not much to talk about.
No. This is definitely probably going to be one of our shortest episodes because there isn't anything to say. I mean, the spice was good.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you're looking for.
It was well-written spice, good male-male, and, like, the characters were good for what, like, the purpose that they served. The character development, I guess, was, I mean, decent. Like, I don't have any complaints because we knew what we were getting ourselves into beforehand. I feel like that author's note was very wise. It was a wise note to put in.
Yeah. On the other hand, next week is definitely going to be putting some angst. I don't know.
Yeah. Hold
on. I don't. That wasn't a sentence. Okay. Sorry. My brain's not all here today. Next week is definitely going to have some angst. So we've read the author before, and the last book I read from them was just insanely angsty. So I'm excited because that's the vibe I've been looking for, is just super angst.
Yeah, and it's a male-female.
Yeah.
Which we haven't done in a while. So don't worry, we'll be back to dick on dick after that. But is that? That's probably not the right way to say that.
Okay.
Somebody's looking. Okay, so if you are interested in hearing something angsty next week, then come back for that. And that's all we got.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye.